Monsignor Bobby Benson began the Matthew 25 ministry in 1998 after meeting an AIDS patient in the United States. It's based near Ghana's eastern city of Koforidua, in a region with one of the country's highest HIV infection rates. In the years since, Benson's center has helped hundreds of patients and is currently home to 70 people with HIV/AIDS.
Word go around. They are referred to this house by the hospitals, by the laboratories. So once a person is infected, many a time the victim doesn't know where to go to, so they always say go to Matthew 25 house.
The man, known locally as Father Bobby, says the center also helps children orphaned by the disease.
A number of children have been left behind by HIV/AIDS patients, so we take care of them. We have 98 children we support in this house for the past 10 years. Two are finishing university and polytechnic this year.
Benson says AIDS patients who are still living on their own receive food from the center. Those who can no longer support themselves move in.
We try to provide accommodation for those who can afford, pay their medical bills, we pay their transport anytime they come to this house because most of them are not working.
A 35-year-old mother of two who does not want her name used in this story says she tried to commit suicide when she learned that her husband died of AIDS and left her HIV positive. After trying to poison herself, she says a nurse brought her to the Matthew 25 house. 8 years after testing positive, she's still alive. She says sometimes you leave home with a heavy heart, but when you get to Matthew 25, everything comes back to life in the support you get from counseling and from Father Bobby. But she's still not disclosed her HIV status to her family because she says when people know you're HIV positive, they do not want to come near you for fear that they too might become infected. She's not even told her sister because she's afraid her sister might reject her daughter if she knew. Benson says prejudices against people with HIV/AIDS have frustrated efforts to supplement the donations that keep the center running. They've tried selling charcoal and sewing school uniforms.
We also produce palm oil, but again, we don't get market. Once people know it was produced by Matthew 25, they wouldn't buy our oil. We have some in the warehouse right now. We also do funeral undertaking, so we have two hairs service which the public come to assess. Most of the clients have learned how to produce tie and dye and batik, but again, we are not into production on a high scale because unless we get market or an organization say produce so much for us, then we'll do it.
Benson says despite progress in lowering the country's HIV infection rate, Ghanaian society has still not learned to accept that HIV positive people can lead normal lives.
What baffles me is we buy all kinds of food items from the roadside. We don't know who is producing them. Some of them may be HIV positive, but we don't know, and we buy the food and enjoy it. But as soon as you get to know a person is HIV, you are afraid of the person. It's a pity the public is afraid of HIV, as if a person with HIV is the worst person on the planet. But they are human as we are. As for the stigma, it's still there. You'll be surprised. This very house we are sitting here is highly stigmatized, but we don't have a problem. We are still doing what we are doing.
When confronted with that stigma, Benson takes comfort in the Bible passage of Matthew 25 itself, in which the Lord says, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.